Welcome to the Pet Cancer Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Susan Ettinger, from the Animal Specialty Center in Westchester, New York, who is a board-certified oncologist devoted to diagnosing and treating dogs and cats with cancer. Dr. Sue's motto for her patients is live longer, live well, and we're here to give you hope because cancer is a treatable disease. If you would like to have your question answered on the air, please email radiopetlady@gmail.com. We want the advice and support you get from Dr. Sue to help others facing the same challenges. The Pet Cancer Vet is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Dr. Susan Ettinger, which are solely responsible for its content, and is brought to you by Best Pet RX, a unique compounding pharmacy for pets that works directly with veterinarians to create custom versions of medications. Does your pet hate the taste of a pill? Or is it too large to get down? Or do you have cats who are notoriously anti-pill? Best Pet RX can turn any medication for dogs and cats into specially flavored oral paste, chewable tablet, or liquid. Best Pet RX guarantees to keep trying formulations at no extra charge until they create a flavor your pet will actually like. Ask your own vet to contact Best Pet RX Compounding Pharmacy so giving medicine can be successful and pleasant, and your pet will get well and stay well. Support for this show also comes from Nordic Naturals, omega-3 fish oil products to provide your dog or cat with the same premium quality omega-3 nutrition as their fish oils for people. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals responsibly sources wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness, which surpass even strict international standards for omega-3 fish oil quality. RX Vitamins for Pets is an innovative nutraceutical company that has provided safe, well-researched, and effective nutritional formulas to veterinarians for over 15 years. OncoSupport is the supplement designed to provide the nutrient diversity needed by severely immune-compromised dogs. Dr. Sue recommends OncoSupport to the canine cancer patients she's treating because this supplement addresses their increased metabolic needs. Ask your own vet about OncoSupport and whether it can help improve the quality of your pet's life. You can also call RX Vitamins for Pets at the number on radiopetlady.com. Good evening, Dr. Sue. I have a special friend of the show joining us tonight.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. It's so exciting to have one of our sponsors join us, especially one so busy that they're just at every vet conference in the Western Hemisphere. Steve Siegel from Best Pet RX, welcome to the Pet Cancer Vet. You don't have to be introduced to Dr. Sue, but I'm really thrilled to meet you. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Well, we want to know, I mean, everyone sort of knows what Best Pet RX does, compounding unpalatable or difficult to get down the gullet medications for people. But can you talk a little bit about how the company was born, was founded, that the kind of brainchild of, wow, how many dogs are going to spit out their pills like Snoopy used to spit things out? I have those dogs. Talk a little bit about the company, and then I'm going to give you my biggest challenge, Tramadol, the worst tasting pill on the planet. But tell us a little about a Best Pet RX first.
We actually, the company was started back in 2002. It was started by myself and Danny Carrero, who's the pharmacist, veterinary pharmacist.
Okay.
He's the lead veterinary pharmacist. And so Danny's been doing veterinary pharmacology and pharmacy for a really long time. He was doing it in a situation where he was, like a lot of pharmacies, they do some human and they do some animal, but he really wanted to focus on the animal market. And I was an executive in the healthcare industry and really, really loved being in the animal market. And when I did consulting in the animal market, just really enjoyed it. And the two of us were friends, and we decided to just get together and create Best Pet RX.
And the idea, and you had the idea, gee, there's so many medications that pets, especially cats, but dogs too, they don't want to take them, and it becomes a struggle for the owner. And I guess in the vet world, that's called owner non-compliance. But for those of us that are pet owners, everyone knows I never call it pet parents. That's just my thing. I just think you can only really be the parent of something that has the same number of legs as you. But pet guardians, owners, what have you, stop giving medications. I mean, I guess that's a pretty well-known fact in the vet world, right? People just sort of quit.
And part of it was born out of personal experience with our own pets in trying to medicate them. And part of it was born out of work that both Danny and I had done where we had talked to veterinarians and we'd really asked them, you know, what are your frustrations? What are your challenges? And what are the things that are holding you back from really getting the desired outcomes? And just from the combination of our personal experience and from the feedback from the veterinarians that we spoke with, we realized that there really was a need to develop a company that focused on solving the compliance challenges for pet owners and for veterinarians. And that's really how it was born. It was born out of necessity.
So when people are listening to this, they think, well, I'm a good owner, I'm compliant. But Sue, in your world, there's no wiggle room. It's not like the person who mistakenly and horribly only gives half the antibiotics or quits giving the steroid pills for the skin problem. In your case, it's life or death that your patients take their medication.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel very lucky. My clients are, you know, the pet owners that are treating cancer, they follow instructions, and if they can't get the pills in, they're calling me. But I can tell you from my intern days, you know, you would see an animal and you knew they need, you saw them 14 days ago, you gave them 14 days of antibiotics, and they say, no, I have 10 left. And you're like, you should have one left, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are tricks that you learn, and you're like, you're not giving the medication, and they forget. And, you know, I can tell you, being a pet owner who now has three animals on chronic medications and two of them just started, I gave the easy one her medication tonight. I gave my dog her heart medication, and 10 minutes later, my husband, the internist, picked it up off the floor.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh, and I had walked back and forth over that, you know, a gazillion times, and luckily, you know,
you didn't step on it.
Yeah, but you know, I thought I got the meds in, and I'm a vet, and I wrapped it in, you know, scrambled eggs, her favorite thing, and she still got it out. So sometimes the owner is not telling you, and sometimes they're like me, and they just missed that the pet got the pill, and they think they're getting it in. So maybe the other dog came and ate it, you know. So there are so many things that go on, and you know, my owners, I am often having, you know, them on a couple of pills, which are their primary treatment, and then they need their nausea meds and their diarrhea meds. And you were talking about tramadol, which tastes horrible. But Steve, you also, I remember one of the first meetings that you had at my hospital, you talked about metronidazole, which is the diarrhea medication that I use so much of in my patients, but how bitter it is and why animals that get that taste of it start foaming at the mouth.
Yes. And then they won't take any medicine you give them.
Right, because they think everything's going to taste like that.
Let's talk about metronidazole first, because lots of people, even without pets with cancer, have had those times in their life, whether it's, I don't know, Giardia even, or just generalized diarrhea, where they have to be given, they really need this medication if they don't want to have diarrhea all over their house. But the dog or the kitty just won't accept it. So what is it that you at Best Pet RX do to that medication to make it the treat as opposed to the horror?
Well, what we started to do is we started to look at treatment failures from other compounded versions. So we start, because obviously, as Sue can attest to, animals can sense the medication however you hide it. And really, if you put it in their food, you know, they eat around it. And it's really pretty interesting. So what we started to look at is the technologies that are out there that really improve palatability, alternate delivery systems that may be able to bypass the oral administration of medication. And we started to look at what technologies could be adapted either from the human environment into the veterinary platform or veterinary platform technology that really is being underutilized. And we spent a lot of time, you know, I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, you really, by focusing exclusively on not just veterinary medicine and individual animals, but the species-to-species variability, that you would do something differently for a dog than you would for a cat, than you would for a bird, and the different palates that the animals have and the different levels of absorption. And we just took a lot of time to really kind of get a better understanding and figure all this out by working with expert veterinarians like Sue and a number of others in other therapeutic in other specialties, and were able to actually formulate versions that were far more palatable. Some of the technology that we use is proprietary and stuff that we've developed over the course of years. Some of it, because we've taken the time to really understand it, we've been able to actually work with other companies that make delivery systems and have been able to adapt it and utilize it after, obviously, we've gone through the appropriate safety trials. So in those instances, it's just, you know, it's really just an attention to detail saying, with a product like a metronidazole, you know, if you're going to give it orally, how do you do it? And what we've taken a process, and the way I always equate it to the veterinary community, it's kind of like priming a wall before you paint it. If you just flavor the metronidazole,
yes.
It bleeds through like paint on a wall.
Yes.
So we have a proprietary process that actually neutralizes the flavor of it while not affecting the bioavailability and the efficacy of the medication. So it's sort of flavoring a neutral base.
So
and that's what improves the palatability in the oral format.
It's true chemistry. I mean, it's like the brilliant inventors in the basement. You're like the Steve Jobs, but you're in the basement inventing ways to make medicine to completely change it, probably on a cellular level. Or I'm like an idiot about science, but you've changed its properties even, and yet it still works in the same way that it was supposed to.
We're not really altering the structure of the medication. What we're doing is we're working with people that are experts in the field that really understand the technology, and we're using their expertise and adapting it for the animal platform.
That's
a big part of it. We're not doing the actual raw chemistry piece of it. We're identifying which chemistry that's out there that we know is safe, we know is effective, and adapting it specifically, you know, obviously with the veterinary community and obviously under strict standards, to look at it specifically and go, okay, if we do this process, we know it's safe, can it improve the palatability? And there are actually organizations that do this principal research for it, and we partner with them very, very closely.
So
one of the cool things, and I bring this up on the air all the time, Steve, that I think needs to be said over and over again, one of the coolest things, you know, for my clients who are very hesitant to, you know, pay a little extra money for compounding and what flavor, is that your company guarantees that I can attest to this, you will recompound a medication 4 different times until you find a flavor that the pet will take, you know, no charge. And so my cat, you know, who didn't think that my cat wouldn't like fish, but my cat hated the fish prednisolone tabs, and it was chicken that was the one that he liked. And so, but, you know, I remember we tried, you're like, every cat likes triple fish, not my cat, you know, so, but it was okay. Yeah, you're like, no, he'll love it. And my cat just doesn't have a palate for it. So, but that's a really, I think, really helps clients feel comfortable about it, because it's sort of like, you know, a guarantee that you're going to find something that will work. And, you know, it turned out that liquids work better for my cat than the tabs, but it was still, you know, really comforting to know that we could play around with it until we found the right thing. And you didn't just do it for me because I'm a vet. You did it for me because that's what you guys do.
We do it for everyone. And actually, right. it's not just a flavoring thing. It's a format change. So if you have an oral medication, say you ordered a tablet, and a pet will spit out a tablet, and you just can't get it to take it. If it needs to be in a transdermal, we'll change it to a transdermal format.
Meaning you could rub it on their skin; it would be absorbed into their bloodstream that way.
Yes.
Wow, man, that is really cool. All right, so here's my challenge, and then I have to go to a quick break. For all I know, it's for a Best Pet RX sponsor. Sponsor ad. I can't remember who our break is, but if it's you, it deserves to be. I have a dog who is the ultimate pill. I mean, there are dogs who can detect cancer. There are dogs who can find cadavers. My dog can find a pill no matter what you have wrapped it in. He is so suspicious. Anything you give him now, I have fabulous freeze-dried fish treats that they get for not going after the UPS guy. He takes anything in his front teeth and bites it and spits it out to see if you've hidden something in there. I've tried Wonder Bread. The other dogs love that. Forget cheese, cream cheese, peanut butter, you name it. I now have to take, when I tell you, a handful of gross, wet, canned dog food and do what a friend of mine who has an equally difficult dog, and she's a vet, so I'm telling her about Best Pet RX. She's going to be thrilled. First, she said, I mean, by the time you do this, you're so confused and you haven't eaten your own breakfast yet and you just want to barf because you're like, your hands are full of wet dog food. So first, you have to take the tramadol tablets, which are just these little white tablets. My veterinary orthopedist, he uses it when he has a migraine. But boy, are they bitter. I put one on my tongue. I can see why Scooby-Doo doesn't like it. She said, never have the hand that's going to have the covered up treat in it touch the medication. So with your left hand, you pick up the pill and you stick it in a giant wad of the dog food. It can't be small. It has to be big enough that he can't really find it in there. But first you have to give him a mouthful that doesn't have a pill because he's going to check that mouthful. So then you give him the one with the pill, and I've tried to put both the tramadol pills in one mouthful. Forget it. Once he finds it, then he won't eat anything. I mean, not just a treat, he won't eat his breakfast, which has other pills in it that don't have a bad taste. So, I mean, after the break, I mean, I hope you have an answer for tramadol, because dogs that are this much in pain and this crippled, it's one of three things he takes, and it's like the nastiest of them all, taste-wise, but it allows him to walk around. So hold the thought. I hope that I haven't put you on the spot. And you're like, you know, the one thing we can't do is tramadol. I didn't ask you this ahead of time, so this is spontaneous. We'll be right back after this quick word. The Radio Pet Lady Network is brought to you with the generous support of Vectra, the safe and effective parasite treatment you put on your pet's skin monthly to repel and kill parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D repels and kills ticks on your dog, while Vectra is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea on cats and dogs. Vectra products are only available from veterinarians, or you can buy them at any Banfield clinic inside PetSmart stores where the same products are called First Shield. This show is also brought to you by Waruva, which is a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility, so it is good enough for you to eat. We salute Waruva because they agree that cats should eat only meat and for this health reason will not make dry food for kitties. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, make mealtimes a taste delight for finicky little dogs and choosy cats. We are also supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Feel Away and Adaptil plug-in diffusers are stress relievers that can help with anxiety or behavior issues and also help adopted pets make the adjustment to their new homes. Feel Away spray can reduce problems in a multi-cat household, and veterinarians carry Adaptil collars, which can help dogs with anxiety from separation, thunderstorms, or travel. We are back. Steve, tramadol, bitter, nasty, so important, big pain reliever. Do you have any way to turn that edible?
We actually do have some processes, and there's some delivery formats that actually, they improve the compliance, and at the same time improve the palatability. You know, it's a really good pharmacy question because, again, you know, as our expert in the pharmacy who really knows a tremendous amount about veterinary pharmacology would have even more solutions to offer than I would. I can tell you from just the experience that I've had in speaking with the veterinary community with tramadol, there's a couple of different things you can do. And the same process that we utilize on metronidazole, we do also use that on tramadol as well.
So fabulous. So you can turn it into a paste or maybe transdermal or maybe a liquid.
Right. The transdermal aspect, that's a really good pharmacy question because they would know that better than I would. And a lot of it has to do with transdermal deliveries systems. The technology has really advanced a very long way. It's one of those things where in the past there's always been like a belief that it doesn't really work. The problem is now that there's so many variables that you need to take into account to make something transdermal.
Right.
And really it has to do with, you know, not just the nature of the medication, but age of the pet, the size of the pet, the perfusion of the ear, the type
right.
of medication that you're doing. There's a lot of it. Client error, how much hair is in the ear. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be taken into account depending on the type of medication. With regards to oral formats, again, the proprietary process that we use on metronidazole, we also use that on tramadol as well. It neutralizes the flavor. And we can put it into something like an oral paste, which is it sticks to the tongue and they can't spit it out. They just lick it off their own palate.
Love it.
Even though they may not love it, you can at least make sure that they're properly medicated.
Yeah, because if you do it with peanut butter they can still find their way around and do the Snoopy spit out, like, cooey. He finds it and spits it out, and then you can't give him anything from your hand for, like, days and days. He goes, not worth it to me to even see what that might be, because if that's tramadol, I'm not going there.
And the nice thing about it is that because it's in an applicator, the applicator actually doesn't touch your hand, so your hand never has the sense.
I love it. So cost-wise, again, you obviously don't have numbers in your head, but let's say that that pill costs 10 cents or 40 cents, or tramadol is not that expensive. Does it become like 10 times more to have Best Pet RX turn it into something that won't make life miserable?
It really depends on how exotic the compound is.
Ah.
You know, the cost of the medications, you know, for the most part, they're fairly standard across the board. It's really a question of how much needs to be done, how much technology needs to be applied. These medications are very labor intensive to make, and they're not mass produced.
They're it's like that restaurant where they say be patient because your food's cooked to order.
Correct. So what you have is we're not making 10,000 of these at a time. When you call in the prescription for that individual patient, we're making it for that patient when the prescription comes in.
And then from your pharmacy, your chemist, they procure the tramadol. You don't mail them your prescription of inedible stuff, right?
No.
What
we do is we get the medication and the materials to assemble it from top quality suppliers. And there are organizations out there that have very, very rigid standards on the quality of the medication, where they provide you with certificates of bioavailability and sterility and all of the different component pieces that you need to have. And those certificates, as they go through, there's the several levels of testing before the products are actually available for the pharmacies to purchase. And then we're assembling it within our facility specifically for that patient when the prescription is called in.
So, Tracy, it's a great question. It is more. I mean, metronidazole, you know, the diarrhea medication is really dirt cheap, but if you can't get it in your pet,
that's right.
It's so frustrating. It's stressful for you. It changes the relationship with your pet. You wake up first thing in the morning, you're stressed about your pet.
That's right.
And so if somebody can hide it in a piece of bologna, that's great and it works for them. But, you know, I can tell you for my first Labrador, Paige, peanut butter worked like a charm. Didn't matter what medication it was. It could be metronidazole. She took everything easy. And Matilda, you know, spit out her Sotalol tonight. Like, she's still pretty easy, but she's, you know, not as easy as Paige. But my cats, I can't pill. I cannot pill. It's embarrassing, you know, but I cannot pill them.
But most of us can't pill a cat. I mean, in the cat Bible, it was like a page to describe to people. You wrap the cat in the towel and then you put on leather gloves and you put on a face mask. I mean, it's, you know, it's no
right.
easy.
Right, and if you're asking someone to do that twice a day with two medications, it's priceless. So, yeah, if they
can
get the liquid Clavamox down, then, you know, but if they're spitting it up, it's not, you know, you
That's
need
right.
to pay that extra cost because it will make your life so much better. As a pet owner who has to give their pets meds, it makes my life so much better to have compounded medication. So,
and the other thing, Steve, is one of the worst things that any of us can do for our own health and that of our pets is to not give the full course of antibiotics. When you mentioned Clavamox, I thought of this, Sue. And so many people quit. After, let's say it's a 10-day course of Clavamox and they quit after 5 or 6 days, the sore looks better, or the whatever it is, the fever's down, whatever the issue was, because it was so horrendously hard to pill that cat. So if they've gotten the Best Pet RX version of it, they're going to give the full course, which will kill all of the bugs and not have them come back stronger and resistant later. I think it's actually a favor to everybody. Everybody, you all need to give every last pill of antibiotics. And if that's a challenge, then you might as well get it compounded up front, because doing it only part way is only going to put your pet more at risk for the stronger bugs that you've allowed to grow, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, we see it not just with oral medication, but with topicals. I mean, ear infections are probably one of the most, for us at least, are one of the most common things where non-compliance causes recurrence.
Yes.
And then you start to get resistant organisms.
Because
you've used the medication so many times that you're now being forced to use far more invasive and far more, not caustic, but just far more powerful antibiotics and antifungals than you would normally have to use if you were able to properly treat it the right way.
Or you wind up with like I did with a Cocker Spaniel, where their ears have to be ablated, like their whole ear has to be surgically closed up because it's just so chronic.
Actually, we have a product that actually reverses that process. We have
really?
We've actually promoted them. It was a product that was brought up at several dermatology lectures at national meetings, where it's specifically designed to reverse the hyperplastic skin conditions and actually normalize the ear and open up the ear canals using a topical version.
Wow.
You may not need to go down the road of an ear ablation surgery.
Which is so horrible. I mean, when you do it, you just feel barbaric. But, I mean, the animal just had this endlessly smelly, gross, yucky ear. And then they say, well, it's bad. The infection is just, you know, so chronic. It seems like you have solutions to a lot more than just unpleasant tasting medications, like other things that are just more deeply, just a bigger challenge to knock out of the system.
We do. And actually, we spend a lot of time working on developing delivery system technology, things that are, you know, that's probably one of the things we've really become known for is, if there's a situation where you have the ability to try and treat something and you're having constant failure, we've been able to come up with solutions that have really, really been revolutionary. I mean, you know, as an example for something, we have a product called the Thermavert, which is an otic medication. It's an otic delivery system.
Otic, guys, means ear, just saying.
Ears.
O-T-I-C.
Mm-hmm. So it's something where instead of giving daily drops every single day with one medication, you can actually have a veterinarian send us a culture sensitivity report for what they've taken in the ear for that individual patient, and we can customize it for that specific series of infections.
Wow.
And it's a once-a-week application.
You gotta love that.
It's pretty cool.
You only have to put it in the ear once. It completely coats the ear canal, and it evaporates after 7 days with no residue, and then you reapply.
And this is in situations where these animals, Cocker Spaniels and other Spaniels, but even some Golden Retrievers, just ears that are constantly reddened and gross and oozing and just nasty. What an amazing discovery or invention or whatever the word for it would be.
It's actually an adapted technology. It's these, and again, these are technologies that have been around and have a really great safety profile.
Yes.
But they have uses beyond what they've been used for, and they're actually the safety profile aspect has been used in areas that are far more invasive than in the ear canal. I mean, some of these things have been used, you know, systemically, not just in animals but in people, but it has very unique properties. And so when you start to look at what the properties are and you can adapt it and start to look at it and partner with reference labs that have the ability to do the safety trials and go through the proper process, you start to come up with these novel capabilities that really solve problems. I mean, it's always interesting when you go to a conference and a veterinarian high-fives you at a booth. you've solved the problem for a client that they've been struggling with for years, and you come up with a solution that people just go, where was this before?
That's so cool.
And those are the kind of things that, as a company, we strive to do. We're trying to give, you know, alternatives for, you know, doctors like Sue and for other veterinarians in the community, just ways of looking at things differently with pharmacology options that they hadn't thought about before.
Well, we're thrilled that Dr. Sue brought you to the Radio Pet Lady Network and really excited to be able to spread the word amongst all the vets on our shows, but obviously to all of our listeners to know that there are options. We've run out of time, but it's really such a pleasure and a privilege to hear about how Best Pet RX works and the fact that you're not just sitting there making bitter medicine tasty, you're really pushing some boundaries of veterinary medicine and applications of cures and treatments. And for that, we really give you double high fives. We high five paw you all over the place.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time, and I appreciate you allowing us the opportunity to really kind of speak and educate yourselves and the veterinary community and pet owners. Really, there's a lot more available to them.
Yes.
And if they're struggling with something, you know, hopefully we can at least come up with a solution for that particular pet.
And as Sue says, you keep on trying until you get it right for that pet.
Yes, we do.
Steve, thank you so much. Please tell your colleagues at Best Pet RX that we're behind them 100%, and we want to help spread the word so people know that they have these options and make life that much better for people and their pets in the pharmacology department. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Take care. Dr. Sue, thank you, as always, for another wonderful show. We wish very good luck to your kitties, that they can get the pills down and keep them down and make you look better, right?
Well, you know, I've learned more, as I say, I learned more about being a vet by having my own pets sick. Not that I want them sick or needing medication, but
you put yourself in our shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Tracy.
Thank you all for listening. We'll talk again next week. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Ellen DeGeneres, like the one from TV. And if you love your animals as much as I love mine, you'll feed them Halo pet food. It's so good, the National Canine Cancer Foundation awarded my company, Halo, its first ever seal of excellence. So do what's best for your pet and feed them Halo.
Halo, the number one selling natural pet food brand, using only real meat, never any meals. Halo is available at Petco, Whole Foods Market, and your local pet specialty or natural food store. Visit HaloPets.com.